Hey everyone, it's Deb, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. Today we're doing our series, Health, Wealth, and Relationships, episode on Pathways to Confidence.
Debbie Does Dating, with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Okay, today's awkward dating moment actually happened to me. It's a real quick, short one, but it ended really, really quick, and you'll know why. So I was with this guy, and we'd gone out a couple times, but just chatting about stuff, and in the middle of it, he said, "So would you let me pour chocolate?" Sorry. "Would you let me pour chocolate syrup on your toes, and then I can lick them off?" And I said, "No!" Gross, sorry. It happens. This is something that you'll have to realize. It may happen. I said no.
Hallelujah that you said no.
Oh, anyway. All right, last episode where we met together with Heidi and Crispin, they're back, and we're going to talk about Pathway to Confidence, because we touched on confidence a little bit in that episode. So I think what we're going to do in future episodes is to pick a subject. It may be that I am talking about a subject that relates to dating or something that I experience, and then Heidi and Crispin can give their input on it and how they feel that they can help. And then, you know, maybe Heidi will do one and Crispin will do one. Anyway, we'll just chat about our experience or our thoughts about
I'll have a business perspective mm-hmm. with regards to Pathway to Confidence, and you'll have a health perspective.
Yes.
With regards to a pathway to confidence.
Yes.
Or whatever the subject is.
Yes, correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, so today, since we're doing confidence, I will start. I have actually personally struggled with confidence when I was younger. I remember in high school, I was just really, like, I didn't know why I was so shy and scared to talk to people. And I tried, like, I researched, I just tried and tried and tried, and I just couldn't. I didn't know how. And then after I got married and gained a little bit, but when I ended up getting divorced, it just really, really knocks you down. Any confidence that I did have, I didn't anymore. And so I feel like that happens to quite a few of us. Whether you've just been single the whole time or you end up single, it really just knocks you down, like I said. And building that confidence back up, it takes work, and it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Yes. Thank you, Crispin.
It's definitely a journey.
And you got to concentrate on the journey, not the destination.
That's exactly. Correct. Yeah. And what we can do to help build that up, even if it's just tiny, tiny actions, one by one, that help you get stronger. So what I do is I know how that feels. And the things that I've had to work on to be able to get to where I love myself and I think I'm a great catch and, anybody would be lucky to have me, you know, all of that stuff. It feels so much better than it did, and everybody can get there. So I like to help people realize, you know, we just kind of look at what they think their strengths are, what I can see their strengths are. Because sometimes when we're at the part where we don't even think much of ourselves or can't even see that there's any strength there, others can see those. The way that others look at us as opposed to the way we look at ourselves sometimes is totally different.
Right. They say that there are different people, right? There's the person you think you are.
Yeah.
And the person that each other person around
exactly.
you thinks that you are.
Exactly.
And you're probably not any one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what are some of the things that you do that help people improve their confidence?
Well, we just chat about how they feel about themselves, what they think that their strengths may be, what they feel like they have to offer, maybe what they're looking for, because that also contributes to how they feel about themselves. Because some people, you know, when I ask what you're looking for, sometimes it's like not super high. You know what I mean?
Not what?
Not
their expectations.
Yeah, their expectations
are lower than what they should be because of where they're feeling about themselves at that moment.
Exactly.
I've got a question as well. Sorry, I'm asking questions.
Oh, it's okay. No, it's good.
So, do you find it common with people that don't have confidence that they actually have run into a lot of bad experiences?
Yes.
So that, you know, those people are just squashing them and crushing them, and
because
they haven't been able to have their own boundaries.
Yeah.
So then they go, what am I looking for? Like, Yeah. Someone that breathes and won't yell at me?
Yes, exactly. Some of them are at a place where they don't think they deserve anything more.
Because they've been made to believe
it. Yes, maybe from a past relationship. And so I think it's important, even if it's somebody that doesn't know them personally, but as a coach, to just talk them through that and help them to realize that they do have a lot to offer.
And you know, on that mm-hmm. as well, when they're going through that, they aren't doing things for themselves.
Yes.
That are going to be beneficial for their health. Mm-hmm. And so then it's this double negative, right? It's just this awful circle that you're in because you're just feeling so crappy mm-hmm. that you do things to make you feel crappy.
Yeah.
And so little simple things when they're coming to you or they're coming to me about health and life and different things, then I like to describe it as we're giving them, so you think of a hinge on a door. Mm-hmm. They're tiny. But what do hinges do? They swing open huge doors, mm-hmm. right? So you're going to teach them little tiny habit changes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to teach them little tiny habit changes in health and relationships and ownership of themselves and their own thoughts and their mindset and all of these different things that then they start looking at themselves differently.
Those small tools support the big door.
Exactly. They're opening those opportunities and it brings it right into relationships with work and with what you do with your mm-hmm. businesses, because then they're having confidence. They're like, I can make that leap. I can do that change.
Yes.
Because they're finding the confidence in those little tiny action steps that they're now doing. Because sometimes it's just the smallest little thing that you have to do. And it mm-hmm. starts from there.
Well, what's funny is I know that we designed this podcast so we could all speak on it. But on my word, I'm realizing that it really is true. Because if you're working on tools, things they can do to develop their own confidence in themselves, to strengthen that, mm-hmm. giving them skills in communication and mm-hmm. you know, relationship skills. And again, if you're providing them tools to improve their health and you know, giving them a structure to work with, like you know, a balanced diet, this is what it means to have a balance. We've all heard that. But you know, you can actually teach them what it means to balance your diet, mm-hmm. right? But also it's the same thing with me. I will say the same thing to them. Essentially, as I say, well, look, we're going to look at your business. We're going to document what you're currently doing because what you're currently doing is generating revenue, right? Mm-hmm. So there's obviously something you're doing that's already working, right? Mm-hmm. People like that. they're like a little bit resistant to all the possible changes that could happen.
Yeah.
They know they need help, right?
But you just popped up their confidence that little bit and now they're like, I can add on more.
Well, yeah. Well, what they do is I have them, this is my pathway to confidence, mm-hmm. you know, how I help clients in the business world build and establish confidence is document what you're doing already, right? Mm-hmm. And let's organize it according to a complete structure of a business, you know, the executive section, administration, client marketing, finance, production and delivery, quality control and business development. And when they put in what they're already doing, they start to see the gaps, start to see which area is empty. And they immediately go, well, oh, well, what do I do in this area, Crispin? Now they're open, right, to what I have to say. I mean, this is one of the best things I can do for somebody, like how they sell mm-hmm. what they sell. And they will write down how they sell, what they sell, the process. I go, great. And I bring a certain level of clarity and mm-hmm. structure so that it really looks like a powerful series of steps. And like, yeah, what I do is really good. I've got this down. And I go, what are the typical questions that people ask? And what are your answers for them? They start to give the questions that they're asked and the answers that they give. Uh-huh. And I had one client, their salesperson was doing it their way because they knew better.
Oh, okay.
It partly may have been because she was a woman. And he was a man. And
I was going to be like, what?
Shock, horror. Couldn't be. No. But anyway, what was shocking is in the middle of this session where I'm working on this, he was getting all into it. Mm-hmm. And then immediately, he's a good sales guy.
Okay.
But immediately his sales jacked up because she had 20 years experience doing what she did. Mm-hmm. He just came into it. He definitely was able to sell. But when he had a standard procedure in writing, uh-huh. when he had standard answers to the questions, and it all ties in together because this question is coming at this stage or that stage, or this leads right into the next step of the stage. He just had so much confidence. She had so much confidence. She was so much happier. And there was the business was stronger because of it, right? So they get confidence just from documenting what they do already that works.
Yeah.
And that leads into the confidence in relationships
mm-hmm.
and I was confidence gonna say, in themselves, you know, being able to do these things.
Yeah. Yeah. Even just celebrating the little victories, because that helps you go on to the next step. It gives you that little boost of confidence to try something even harder.
It's true. It's true. And I also noticed that one of the things I love the most is that as they're documenting stuff and as we're going in different areas, they suddenly remember all these things that they did. And when you're putting it on paper and they see it, they get all kinds of relief, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Right?
But not only that, they start to be open. And then new stuff comes into their mind. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? We used to do it like this. I mean, I had this one guy was sitting in front of them, and he's got a huge business, very successful. He was my first biggest client. He's my second biggest client. Mm-hmm. We're talking, and he wants to hear about all this marketing stuff, all these marketing strategies. And I worked in marketing, and he, you tell me another strategy. I go, whoa, wait a minute. I can tell you, I have a mentor that has provided me with 47 referral strategies alone. Just referral strategies.
Wow.
I go, there's an endless supply of marketing strategies, right? But I said, what are the things that you've already done that work? And how many times are you doing them? He mentioned, oh, well, last year we did a lot more than this year. Okay. And how many did you do this year? And what different types? Well, we actually only did one of this, and we did three of this, and one of that other one. And last year, well, we did three of that other one, two of the other one, and five of the other one. And how were they in terms of returns this year, last year, running events? Oh, well, this year wasn't as good. Well, perhaps if you document and standardize the process of each of those different types of marketing campaigns and you run them more consistently to feed each other and to feed the organization, just from doing the things that you already do that have worked in the past, but do them more consistently, you will immediately get results, right? Let's strengthen what you've already done, already learned, already know, and then go from there.
Yeah,
I love that because, one thing that I do with my clients is every single session, we sit down, we begin with what's going well. And that sounds you're doing that, Crispin, you're doing that. And that's where we're recognizing is that when we can get them to start understanding what's going well, and then this is why I do this at the beginning of every session. I don't allow them, we're not talking about what didn't work well right now. We're only focusing on no matter how tiny it was, the effort, right? But recognizing what's going well, what happens to their energy level, right? Mm-hmm. They are able to recognize, wait a minute.
More and more.
I did do that. Mm-hmm. I can do more.
Yep.
Instead of a pity fest, or we're always used to talking about all this crap that we don't do right.
Yeah.
Which doesn't help.
It does not help. Exactly. So then they now are open to help from you. Help from you. Mm-hmm. Help from me. Like recognizing oh my goodness.
I can do this.
And that is truly powerful. And that improves their confidence, our confidence. Our confidence as coaches even.
Yeah.
This is working well. Yeah. I've noticed that at the beginning, it's always hard for people. But as the sessions go on, the easier it gets for them.
Yeah. And it's so great for when we see in them
what we see in them, they start seeing.
Yes. They start seeing.
I knew it. I got you.
I got a little tongue tied. Yes. Yes, exactly. Because we believe in them. Mm-hmm. We believe they can do it. And so it's great to see when they believe in themselves.
When it's coming along and you're I am so glad that you see what I see.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. It's so great.
Powerful. Powerful stuff. Very yeah. I mean, I know. So it does seem that, again, we're doing something similar.
Yeah.
Is we're starting out helping people with things about themselves that they like, what do they want,
what are their qualities?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then, and you working with them, also helping them to strengthen diet, that things that they enjoy that are a part of a balanced diet, that are healthy.
Yeah, healthy habits.
What do they already do? And again, some of the things they may have done in the past, but what are things that they've already done?
What is working? Exactly.
What's already been, what has already worked for you in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure. It all comes
boom,
back
take away.
To
Yes. Is that the mic drop?
I was just going to say, drop the mic.
No, I think it's good. I think it's good for everybody. Nobody has the confidence that they want in every area. Maybe Crispin.
You know,
he's pretty awesome, I have to say.
Well, no, thank you very much. I think I definitely had a lot more confidence growing up than was valid.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay,
I had just a full on, like, what teenage, most teenagers, you know, I don't know. But yeah, I was very, yeah.
Yeah, you told me you came over to the United States by yourself.
Yeah, when I was 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, okay. You have to be confident,
a lot of confidence
to do that.
Very
for
full
sure.
of myself. I grew up in London. I would walk around like I owned the place. My wife, when we went to visit, I was excited running around, showing her stuff and places. She's like, I can just see you here.
As a kid.
Like
you
a
owned
king.
It.
Yeah. I own this town.
Yeah.
So anyway, but the thing is even then, I do remember as I grew up mm-hmm. and getting my teeth kicked in by life. Because mm-hmm. he was like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Woo. So, like, I even tell you, one of my best memories more recently, I was running for health mm-hmm. reasons, for well-being.
Good job.
But I was running on the flat, mm-hmm. right? It was everything around me was flat. It was just this small hill, maybe for like 70,
sorry,
yeah, 50
I'm picturing
feet.
It.
50 feet. It's maybe got a, you know, 15% incline. But that was it. Everything else was flat, and I was running by the water. Anyway,
even better.
I moved from that place to Orange County, so mm-hmm. in Eureka, Northern California. Beautiful air, fresh air, beautiful environment to Orange County. And Elisa Viejo, which has tons of hills. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like doing 5Ks every run, 3-4 times a week. I'm like, I own the streets of Eureka.
Mm-hmm. Way to go.
So then I go to Elisa Viejo, however, and even though I've just fully loaded the truck, mm-hmm. driven it all the way from Eureka, Northern California to Southern California, Elisa Viejo, well, I unload the whole thing. Then I go, I'm committed. I'm going to go for my run.
Okay.
I'm trashed. I haven't had much sleep, but I'm going to do the run anyway. Mm-hmm. And I go out, and immediately there's a hill. And it goes for about 100 feet. And it's maybe like 35 degree angle. And I look down, I go, maybe I should go down. And I go, well, no, I'm going to have to come back anyway. It's hills, hills, hills. But I was like, I'm going to do it. And I just went full into it. I never walk ever when I run until that walk.
Till that run.
Mm-hmm. And because I was overconfident. It was hubris. Yeah. I was so full of myself. But I got my teeth kicked into me. It took me a while to just get my confidence back.
Yeah.
And then run. And then it was like, fine. And I could just run. I worked it all out. But the thing is that life will do that over and over and over again.
Yes.
But this is the secret there. The pathway to confidence again.
Yes.
Is, at least in that regard, it's again the same thing, oh my gosh, that we've all said. It's find the things that you can do now mm-hmm. and learn additional factors that you need to take into consideration to actually be able to live up to mm-hmm. that confidence.
Yes.
Right?
Perfect.
Because that was the big thing that I realized my whole life is like, I've got this attitude, I've got this confidence, you know, this huge energy and enthusiasm. But there were a lot of times that I had to go, hey, man, you need to like back up, mm-hmm. review and learn some skills. You need to get the experience and the skills to back that confidence.
Okay.
And again, that ended up being a lot of the work that I did in business mm-hmm. was just because I had such vision, excitement and passion, and I had to do the work to support that confidence.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to help him do.
Yes.
And I think that's a great way to end it.
Yes.
Right?
I think that's perfect. Now's the mic drop.
Yeah.
No. Thank you so much, Heidi and Crispin.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
It's been really fun.
Yes, thank you.
And join us again for help,
wealth,
and relationships.
Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real-life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb. And please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.